Welcome to the Comfort Keepers Davy Podcast, where we elevate the human spirit. Here's your host, Christy Grulet.
Really fun new thing, though, in plantation. Now, I know that's not Cooper City, but we are doing a brand new thing. We've never done it before.
What are you doing, Christy? Tell me what's going on in plantation.
So we're doing this partnership with the Parks and Rec Center, which is fantastic. And I approached them with, what haven't you seen? Okay. Every Parks and Rec for seniors has the bingo, the yoga, the gentle aerobics, you know, like the standard things that we're used to seeing.
I know all about that. I know.
Okay, great. So then I'm like, what don't you have? What is something that you've never seen done? Mm-hmm. So I was given the challenge. We want to do something that brings in different cultures. Different cultures. What can you come in and share with us that is tied to the melting pot that we live in? Right? Okay. And I thought, exactly. Okay. Well, where can I go with this? So I developed a mini series that's called Wellness Without Borders. Wellness Without Borders. This is tying in how Comfort Keepers, how we embrace the different cultures throughout the entire world, and that we have different practices, you and I, Jeremy, every day that we don't realize actually has roots in a different culture, right? So I felt like this was a great opportunity to talk about what it is that we do, and then over a course of 8 weeks, we're going to be meeting every other Thursday for 2 hours. And we're going to focus on a different cultural tradition, something that can be tied in to someone's life to better their body, their mind, and their spirit. And that's what Comfort Keepers is all about, right? So really exciting because it kicks off this Thursday.
Genius, Christy Grulet. Oh, what a wonderful idea. So they came, back up for a second. They came to you, and did they come to you or you went to them?
No, I seek opportunities out.
So you were looking for some other way to.
Yes, I want something different. I like outside of the box. We like something outside of the box. I know what we do in everyone's homes. I know that. But how can I get in front of more people who are in their homes, aren't watching me on TV or listening to a podcast, truly, but where can I go that they're already enjoying an activity that they love? Parks and Rec Centers. This is a beautiful place in Plantation. And when we came, it was just so vibrant, full of activities. And we're talking about activities that I want to sign up for. Like, yes, I would love to do a cruise to Miami for $25. Sure, let's do that. That's the kind of things that are happening here. And so when I'm looking at what their routine, what the schedule is that's printed and online, it's gorgeous. I thought, we can't just come in and do a fun game because those are fun, right? Don't get me wrong. I can call bingo like nobody's business. I love bingo. But what can I do that's different? I'm not going to lead people in yoga. Okay. That could be funny.
So hold on. You got the idea to look into Parks and Recreation. And then from that, you started thinking about it and you came up with this idea of Wellness Without Borders. So it kind of materialized naturally from there.
That was a challenge. I've never done this. Never done this in any of my other locations ever. It's not something that was already created. I approached it as, what is missing from your program? What would the seniors of your program like to see? I can't take people on a cruise. They're already going. You're doing karaoke nights. I mean, just such a fun, vibrant curriculum already. So what's missing that I can do? And that was the challenge.
I love it. Is it going to be a 2-hour long discussion, educational? Can people, let's say you're doing Italian culture, whatever it is, right? Can people bring in food to sample and share, that kind of thing? Because I love food.
I'm so excited about. I know every single session we have something tangible, right? So we'll start off with our nurse. She is going to be doing vitals for people, but I'm going to have either a tasting element or something that they get to experience of that culture. Okay. So when we start talking about Japanese culture, we're going to talk about Zen mindfulness and yoga. I have someone coming in. Exactly. We all need that in our life, right?
Oh man, I need it. I
just
love it.
Take it in, right? Yes, let the darkness melt away. I have a professional though coming in, not me, to show them how we can incorporate different cultural elements from different that practices. Specific culture, those practices in their daily life. And again, just building on to what they're already doing, because these people are already at the Parks and Rec. They're not at home, unable to leave. So just a different avenue. And I'm really excited because we're really, I mean, I learned a lot just creating, because I thought, oh my gosh, this is a huge project. It can't just be like 1 week, we're going to talk about Mediterranean, and then we're going to go into Japanese living, and then we're going to go. I mean, we span the globe, but my whole hope is that the very, very last session that we have, I want it to be everybody who's been coming routinely, because that's what I'm going to claim right now. People are going to love it, and they're going to come back every other Thursday. But at the very end, I want them to share their favorite cultural cuisine that everybody can share. So like a potluck.
I love it. Sign me up. Do I have to be a senior to go, or no? Is it 65 and over?
I don't know, but I'm sure as a supporter of Comfort Keepers, you could go.
You could go. Okay. So this is kind of like, I love how you think outside the box. This is almost like a test pilot program for Comfort Keepers, right? You do this in Plantation. You have an overwhelming success, very similar. You did I think it was the first ever senior prom, which went off really well. So you get test all these concepts out, and if they resonate and they do well, then you can replicate that model with different franchises with Comfort Keepers throughout the country, which is fantastic.
Just different communities, right? So this particular program wouldn't necessarily work in some of my other locations, right? Not as much cultural diversity overall as what we find in Florida, which is wonderful. That's what makes it so exciting and also challenging, because I found like going through this, holy cow, there is a lot that I truly don't know. But something that I do know and something I love to do is I love storytelling, and I love sharing stories, right? You know that.
Tell me a story, Christy. Let's go.
What do you got? Oh my gosh, about what?
I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I love when people pour into you and tell you a story of their childhood or something that they did growing up, right? I grew up on a farm, okay? I didn't grow up anywhere exotic, but I grew up on a very hardworking live farm. And I had chores that I love to tell my children about. I had chores before I got on the school bus every day.
Let me hear some of these chores living on a farm. What do you got? You milk the cows.
Oh, well, no, not quite. I mean, not quite. I didn't grow up on a dairy farm, but I did grow up on a veal farm. A veal farm. So I'm a 10-year 4-H member. So I showed cows at the 4-H fair every single year.
You showed cows?
I showed cows. Think about a beauty pageant for cows. That's what I did with the cow. Mm-hmm. I would raise them from a bottle from our pasture, bring them in, and I would show them as a calf that first year and bring them back the next year. It really all about that. Like looking back, it's all about responsibility. That's what that instilled in me. But I had chores before school, including I would have to wash cows. I'd have to walk the cows.
Walk Feed the cows, them. Huh?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. They have to be able to be led on a halter.
Okay.
If not, they lead you, and that's terrifying. You don't want that. I was a little girl. I'm like 7 years old, right? This is not made up. This is my childhood, okay? So my children will never know. But my point is that there's a lot of learning in this. And then I was on a school bus for an hour. Can you believe that? An hour before I actually got to school.
That's crazy. An hour?
It really is crazy to think about. But that's a simple story. But back to the culture. I mean, people would be very interested in hearing all these 4-H stories and laugh and be like, what? You did that? Yes. I have scars to prove it. Yes, I sure did do that. So
back to the cultural. How did that idea come to you? The cultural thing? Something that you just, how did that materialize?
Well, it's because I asked the question, right? I like asking questions. What's missing? What can I do to fill in the gap? And the proposition was, we've never had anybody come in and discuss cultural traditions. I don't know how you can do that, but if you can, that would be something we would be interested in. And so then I just took culture and I thought, how am I going to tie this in? I'm not an educator just to come in and teach on this, that specific culture and what they do. I wanted it and needed it to tie into what we do. And so really it was a lot of self-reflecting on the values that we hold as a company, the things that we instill every single day, and how, my goodness, it really does tie into so many cultures and traditions across the globe. So it was daunting, but then it got very exciting.
How long has this been in the works for? Is this very recent, or have you been working on this now for a long period of time? Yes.
So I've probably been working on it for the last month. To really get it sealed, because I knew that we were starting this Thursday. Today, actually.
It's the first day today.
Yes. It's today. Wait a minute. Yes. So it's happening today, which is so exciting.
Remind me again, where in Plantation? Where is that, the park?
It's at the Parks and Rec Center.
Mm-hmm. Where is that located?
Yep. The exact address. I can't remember that off the top of my head. I'm going to be honest,
I'll find it.
Jeremy.
I won't put you on the spot here. I will find
it. Well, you did. And I don't know
Parks
the exact
address. Parks and Recreation.
Yep.
If I could spell, we'd be in business. Plantation.
Well,
Plantation. And why Plantation and why not Cooper City? Like, why don't you do this here for us? Come on. Don't leave me hanging here.
Well, there was a couple other ambitions there too. So in Plantation, I have employees that also live right there too. Not that Plantation and Cooper City are so far apart. They're definitely
sure,
not.
But no, it makes sense to just have staff members that live there in the community.
Very, very close.
Okay, so for those listening that want to get involved, the Plantation Parks and Recreation, the Central Park Multi-Purpose Building, is at 9151 Northwest 2nd Street in Plantation. And the phone number there, 954-452-2510, in case you want to speak to the lovely government employees over at Parks and Rec Center.
And you know what? They are lovely. Everybody there locally has been so great. Truly. And you can find us on Facebook, because we're going to have pictures and videos today, because I'm so sad that I can't be there. I'll be there at our next one, which is in a couple weeks.
And I will see you. We're going to get lunch finally.
Yes. Yes, we are.
In the town. Can't wait.
Yeah, I'll be there. Hopefully the weather's good. So please order that up for me.
Guaranteed.
Claim it now.
Not a doubt in my mind. It's going to be beautiful.
Perfect.
Promise you.
I can't wait.
You can hold me to that too.
I'm going to.
If it's not, you get a full refund.
On my lunch?
I don't know on what.
I'm going to hold you to it.
Yeah. I would expect nothing less. Nothing less.
Of course.
Well, cool. I mean, that's good stuff. You're really, I've said this before and I say it again. Becoming a broken record when we get together, you just exude a positive energy. You're just a positive life force doing great things for local communities through your mission at work and what you do. So really, my hat's off to you, Christy.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you. I want everyone to feel that. And truly, it's not just me. It's everybody that's on my team. We're all very, very high on life. This is really us every single time, not a show. We love what we do.
It shows. It really does. All right. Well, everyone, thanks as always for tuning in. We'll catch everyone next time. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Comfort Keepers Davey podcast. For more information, visit comfortkeepers.com or call 954-947-7954.